Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on striving. Striving one's utmost against shaitan, against the enemy that can be seen, the physical enemy, and also striving against a person's nafs. And yesterday we did the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, would stand so long in salah that his feet would swell. It's the tahajjud salah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So long he would stand that his feet would swell. This was how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would strive. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked him, why is he doing this when all his sins, previous sins, past sins, future sins, all have been forgiven? And we explained, they are not sins, but explained that sometimes it would be the something that is khilaf-e ola. It may have not been the best thing to do at that time. It was still correct, but not the best thing to have done. Sometimes Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would do this. Allah Pak would make it such so that we as know in the laws of Shariat, we know the different hudud of Shariat, we know the different extremes of Shariat. So even that also, they, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, even the fact that they were saved from guna, even then also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Afala akuna abdan shakura. So not only be a servant that is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at the extreme servitude, abdiyat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam demonstrated. And that is without having any gunas. Imagine us full of gunas, how much we should be striving so that we can also be grateful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we should be striving so that we can also get some share of that love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam demonstrated in his servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, annaha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam idha dakhla al-ashr أحيى الليل وإيقظ أهله وجد وشد مئزر متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that when the last 10 days of Ramadan would begin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain awake at night. Normally his night, great portion of his night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was awake, but even more so in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And then what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do, he would remain awake. He would awaken his family, strive to the utmost, and fasten his loincloth, fasten his bottom cloth that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would wear, bottom garment, he would fasten it. What is meant by this few things? One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he himself would strive, he'd encourage his family members also to strive. Sometimes when we like something, we're eating something nice at home, then we also encourage also the children, come eat, it's so tasty. We'll encourage and we'll ask the family also to sit and enjoy it. It's something so nice. Come and join us and eat this. Why? Because we want to share something that is natural. So like that, when a person is also getting involved in dini activities, he should also love and want to share it with his family. Allah Ta'ala has given me this tawfiq to wake up with tahajjud salat. Allah has given me the tawfiq to recite a little bit of Quran Sharif, to do a little bit of zikr. Not that pride comes in his heart, but at the same time he feels like how he is enjoying it. He feels that how nice if my family can also partake and my family can also participate in this good amal. So with love and hikmat, a person encourages his family. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated to us that he would awaken his family and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would strive the utmost, go out extreme in the month of Ramadan. What is meant by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie his bottom cloth? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's an expression to show Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would strive to the utmost, or he wouldn't even have any type of relationship with his wives also in the last 10 days of Ramadan, or the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Why? Because now these are the nights where a person should be making extra effort. This was the servitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll do one more hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو إني فعلت كان كذا وكذا ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان رواه مسلم.
This hadith has got many, many good, like every hadith got, but lessons for us to take, especially in today's time and today's age. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a strong believer is better and more beloved in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than a weak believer. A strong believer is better
in better and more beloved in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than a weak believer. Strong believer in various ulama explained doesn't only mean physical strength. One of the explanations is physically stronger believer is more beloved in Allah. So that also shows that a person should try and keep himself strong physically. One explanation. The other explanation that ulama gave is also mentally a person that is stronger, person got a stronger mind, is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that person that deliberately has a weak mind by entertaining all sorts of doubts, entertaining all sorts of waswasas, entertaining all sorts of suspicion. That type of mind Allah ta'ala doesn't like it, person continuously entertaining these type of suspicion. Another explanation is that person that is more financially stable is more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is more stronger in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more beloved. This is what is meant. Why? In the sense that, now this person, not that a person is rich, so therefore he is more beloved. No, that doesn't mean that. It means he is more stronger. So when you talk about a person that is more stronger, he is a little bit more stronger than a person that is completely begging on the street, or a person that is completely in need. Why? Because sometimes the person that is completely in need, it's possibility that this person may turn to kufr. So anyway, there are a few explanations that ulama give, that a person that is stronger in iman, that's another explanation, is much more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a person that is weaker in iman. Sometimes people use this hadith to try and promote bodybuilding and other type. No, it doesn't mean that. It has few explanations as mentioned here. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a strong believer is better and more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak believer, although there is good in both of them. In both there is good, but one is more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, desire whatever could be of benefit to you. Whatever could be of benefit to you, that is what you should desire. Don't desire those things that will cause you to waste your time. Don't desire those things that will cause you closer to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't desire those things that will bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that will benefit you, desire that. Because the body Allah ta'ala, this human being Allah ta'ala has created it of what desires. So channel your desires to those things that will benefit you, rather than channeling your desires into those things that will be of destruction to you. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that desire whatever could be of benefit to you, seek help from Allah ta'ala and do not give up. Wasta'in billahi wala ta'jaz. Keep seeking help from Allah and don't give up. Sometimes a person is asking and asking and he's not seeing the result of his asking. So he's tempted to, let me just leave this dua. I'm not getting anything out of the dua. I'm making all this ibadat. I'm not seeing any benefit. That is from shaitan. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, wala ta'jaz. That continue. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep knocking on the door. When Allah Ta'ala wants to open the door, He'll open the door. Our job is to keep on knocking and knocking and knocking. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Seek help from Allah Ta'ala and do not give up. One day Allah Ta'ala will open it, inshallah. One day He'll open it. Whether it is in dunya or whether it's in akhirat, but the person will see the benefit of him continuously asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anything afflicts you, do not say, if I had done that, such and such would have been the outcome. If I only did that, I would have avoided it. Yet the hadith saying, don't use the word low. Low means if. Don't say, if I did this, then the outcome would have been different. If I only did that, the outcome would have. Don't, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't say this. Why? Because then he goes on further to say that you should rather say it was destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was destined by Allah, and what Allah ta'ala wanted to happen, it happened. The person says, oh, if I only left a little bit later, I would have avoided that accident. Or if I only was driving on the left lane, I would have avoided that accident and I would have got saved. It happened. Don't say if. The moment a person starts saying if, that's when all the problems start coming. That's when all the shaitani doubts start coming. If I had only, it happened, Allah Ta'ala wanted it to happen. He made it like that. Person may have fallen down the stairs and he says, if, I wish I didn't go down the stairs at this time, it was raining, I shouldn't have. Allah Ta'ala made it such that it happened. Don't use these words, if. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, rather say, qaddar Allah wa ma sha, that Allah Ta'ala had destined it to happen, and whatever He wills is what happens. And the last part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallam is explaining why we shouldn't use this word if only I did this, or if only I did this. The person is thinking now, he's saying to himself. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining, if opens the door to shaitanic whispers. If opens the doors to shaitanic whispers. Because now you bring no closure.
Person says, if I only did this, man, I would have got this deal. If I only did this, I would have saved so much of money. If I only put a security guard, I would have saved all the goods of mine that went to me. Now he keeps saying, if, in other words, now he's not accepting that this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will continuously play in his mind, if all the time, there'll be absolutely no closure. On the other hand, a person who says that it was the will of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala wanted this to happen like this, therefore it happened like this, a person immediately brings closure and he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how many good points for us to practically bring in our lives, that whenever that thought comes that if only I did it like this, immediately to remind ourselves that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to us that if opens the door of the whispers of shaitan. The moment we're going to start saying if, then automatically the door to the whispers of shaitan will start, and that will never end. Because once the whispers of shaitan starts, continuously it will start playing on a person's mind until a person reaches a point when he reaches right up to kufr. Allah Ta'ala save us. Continuously he'll start questioning taqdeer. Why me? Why this? Why that? If only, then this doesn't end. And it takes a person right up to kufr. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nipped it in the bud and say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءُ. What Allah wanted it to happen, that happened. Nothing I could have done to change it. It was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it doesn't mean a person, when he's doing his action, he must be reckless, he must be driving over the speed limit, he must be running on slippery roads, he must be doing something that is dangerous. It doesn't mean he should do that. But if something happens now, he should attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring some closure and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Or the Jamaat will be also today in his masjid. If we got any time, inshallah, to try and assist them and spend some time with them. We'll continue with this hadith session, inshallah, after 1 week. I'll be leaving today to Malawi, inshallah, to go and see Maulana Ghora Sahib Rahmatullahi's madaris. So after 1 week, we'll continue with this hadith, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.